So, despite what they all believed, despite what they were all certain of, Jesus, who they had seen killed, was alive again. His tomb was empty. That is why we celebrate Easter. And I have to tell you this morning that when it comes to Easter, it really is nothing to get excited about. Let's hear now from the Bible about that first Easter morning and why Easter really is nothing to get excited about. Erica is going to come and read for us from the Bible. Thank you, Erica.
This morning's reading is from Matthew and can be found on page 1000 of the Pew Bible. Matthew chapter 28, starting to read at verse 1. Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is now going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of Christ.
Thank you, Erica. If indeed it was Erica under that hat. On the first Easter morning, what was the great news for those two Marys? It was when they got there, there was nothing there. And for us today, the only thing which makes Easter genuinely exciting is that there was nothing in the tomb. Because the empty tomb means that there is nothing for us to doubt. As you read the Gospels, you find that Jesus said some wonderful, life-changing things. For example, when a rich young man asked Jesus how to get eternal life, Jesus told him, "Come, follow me." Jesus said another time, "Everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life." Just as simple as that. Follow Jesus, you have eternal life. Jesus said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus told people that he was going to die and that his death was for them. That the only way of finding eternal life was through Jesus' own death. And so people needed to turn from their old life and follow him. But how could people then be sure? How can we today be sure that what Jesus said was right? How could we possibly be sure that Jesus really can give us eternal life? We can be sure because there was nothing in the tomb. Now, of course, there could have been several reasons why there was nothing in the tomb. Right from the start, some people tried to say there was some other reason for the empty tomb. As though the empty tomb was kind of some sort of April Fool itself. Just after that reading that Erica read for us, you find when the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You're to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep." But that just wasn't plausible then, and it isn't plausible today. If the disciples had stolen the body and pretended that Jesus was alive, would they then have gone on to die for what they knew was a lie? I don't think so. The real reason that the tomb was empty is what the angel said to the two Marys. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. And a few moments later, they saw for themselves that it was true. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Have you ever thought, why was it that the angel came down and rolled the stone away? It wasn't so that Jesus could get out. Jesus had already risen at this point. There was no sort of angel roll stone away and then Jesus comes out. No, Jesus had already risen. The stone was rolled away so that the Marys could see in and see that the tomb was empty. What did the angel say? Come and see the place where he lay. You see, that stone was rolled away, not so that Jesus could get out, but so that we can see in. So we can see and we can be sure. Over the last 2,000 years, so many people have tried so hard to prove that Jesus didn't really rise. And they have all failed. And some of the most significant ones, having set out to do that, have ended up themselves being completely convinced that Jesus did rise. This morning, we can be certain that Jesus rose again. And because of that, we can be certain that all that he said was true. You see, in a way, the empty tomb was God's verdict on Jesus. It was God saying, we can trust Jesus. Not just trust what he said, but trust what he did in dying for us. Because there was nothing in the tomb, there is nothing to doubt. And because there was nothing in the tomb, there is nothing to fear. The angel said to the women, do not be afraid. Now, I don't know about you, but afraid would pretty well have summed up how I think I would have been feeling if I had been one of them. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. Count me in. I will be one of the afraid ones if that happened and I was there. The Roman soldiers who were there, tough Roman soldiers who were used to battle, they were petrified. But I don't think that the angel just meant that they didn't have to be afraid of him. Their fear on that first Easter day was much deeper than that. They had seen Jesus crucified. And with that, all their security had been stripped away. They'd have been afraid of the authorities who had killed Jesus and would probably now be after his followers. And even if they escaped that, they would have been afraid of having to make their own way in the world without the one person they had depended on for the last 3 years. And deepest of all, there were still those things which ultimately haunt humanity. Fear of sin, fear of death. And I think that when the angel said, don't be afraid, he was referring to all those things. Jesus is alive. The authorities couldn't destroy him and they won't be able to destroy you. Jesus is alive, so you will never have to face the future without him. Look at the last thing that Jesus said to his disciples at the very end of Matthew's gospel. Surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age. Jesus is alive. So while sin and death might still be around, they no longer have any final power over you. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus is alive. So you can be alive. Wonderfully, gloriously, eternally alive. So because there was nothing in the tomb, there is nothing to doubt. Because there was nothing in the tomb, there is nothing to fear. And because there was nothing in the tomb, there is something to live for. The angel said to the women, "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples." So why didn't the angel go and tell the disciples himself? That's what angels do. The angel had come to tell them. Why not go and finish the job off? It's because spreading that good news was something that was entrusted to Jesus' friends. Come and see, so you could be sure that Jesus is alive, and then go and tell. It was the commission which 40 days later Jesus gave to all his disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations. You see, if Jesus hadn't risen, we would not be here this morning. Christchurch wouldn't exist. If we had fallen for the great April Fool that Jesus is dead, then we'd have no good news for ourselves and we'd have nothing to share with the world. But because Jesus is alive, we have this great purpose. Wouldn't it be great to be able to do something with your life that would really make a difference? Wouldn't it be great to do something with your life that wouldn't just last for a few weeks or even a few years, but would last for the whole of eternity? That's what going and making disciples is all about. There are so many things in life which can drag us down and disappoint us and frustrate us. And sometimes it kind of almost feels hopeless. But the empty tomb means that you've got something to live for. Something significant, something glorious. As the Apostle Paul said at the end of 1 Corinthians 15, when he spent a whole chapter talking about the resurrection, he ends up by saying, "Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Nothing to doubt. Nothing to fear. Something to live for. Isn't that what you would like for yourself? That's when Jesus died and rose again in order for you to have. That's for everyone who will put their trust in him and give their life to him. And my friends, if you've never done that, if you have never asked Jesus to come into your life as your Savior and your Lord, that is what you're missing out on. You have a life full of doubts, full of fears, and you don't have anything to live for ultimately. And on Easter Day, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, what better day could there be to actually do something about that? Because there was nothing in the tomb, there is nothing to doubt. Because there was nothing in the tomb, there is nothing to fear. Because there was nothing in the tomb, there is something to live for. The empty tomb really is nothing to get excited about. So today, that nothing should make us an excited people.